Blues Go Away, Gretchen Christopher, from her new CD, Gretchen Sweet 16, which you can listen to snippets of and order at thefleetwoods.com or gretchenchristopher.com. And Gretchen joins me still from Olympia, Washington. You haven't moved since the last time we talked.
No. I'm still here. I've owned this house for 34 years.
Oh, fantastic.
Overlooking the bay and Mount Rainier.
Isn't that nice?
You used to see Mount St. Helens until it blew its top.
Well, I very much appreciate you coming on the show and sharing these wonderful stories and this new music and the old music with us. It's been just great. It's like I've known you for a long time and we just met today. So
I feel that way too.
It's been great talking to you. And there's so much more information about you on your website, GretchenChristopher.com. There's a lot to look at, a lot to do there, as well as, like I said before, listen to some of these new songs that just, to me, they feel very personal. I know you've invested a lot of your life experience into these songs, and it comes out, it shows, and this is a real quality album here, and so thank you for sending it to me, and we've passed it on now to the Night Prowlers, and I hope everyone enjoyed it, and we hope to have you on again real soon.
Thank you, Matt. We have total pleasure. I'd love to come back again.
And let's go out talking about another Fleetwood song. They tell me it's summer.
Oh, okay. That was written for us by Randy Newman, and it was he has said on National Public Radio and different things that the Fleetwoods gave him his first break nationally. They Tell Me It's Summer was put on the flip side of one of our hits, and I don't remember which one now. But I remember I really enjoyed the song, and I led two different arrangements, and I went into the archives years later, and there's an arrangement in there with a lot more lyric answers than you will hear on this recording, which is the one that was released. But anyway, when we released our 13th album, The Fleetwoods, Buried Treasure, I had been, what happened? My kids found a recording of me, of all of us, but my singing lead on Man in a Raincoat, and they thought it could be a hit if it were released today. So I called Liberty Records to ask if they might release it or else release it back to me. And in going into the archives, they found that there were like 27 unreleased masters. So they called me and asked if I would tell them which would be the best for a brand new album. Among those were three songs by Randy Newman. And so when the record was released, I was in Seattle at a television station, and then I went over to a theater where he was performing, and he was doing the sound check, and I went up and introduced myself, and of course, he remembered, actually, he married somebody named Gretchen in the meantime, but I said, you know what my dream would be? It would be to open for you, for the Fleetwoods to open for your concert. And he said, oh, no, you're much too big for, you know, to open for me. And I asked him if he would do They Tell Me It's Summer on his show, and he said, I don't even really remember it enough to, you know, sing it. So anyway, I am delighted that you're going to play it, Matt, because I really like that song, and it's not on most of the albums. It may be on something new that's come out, you know, a compilation. But for some reason, it didn't appear on our original 13 albums.
Well, it's a great tune. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you. Thanks to the fans who sent messages, too. And they can send me email. They can go to the website, and it says email us, and just click on that, and we'll get it.